Can you talk a little bit about the concept trial? There were a couple of trials that were just reported at ASCO. It had been previously. There's some information had come out. I think there was a little bit of confusion, at least in docs in practice, about what all that meant. Can you kind of review that?
Sure. Concept was meant to look at two things. One was this stop-and-go approach of using multi-drug chemotherapy and then 5-fluorouracil or capecitabine to try to maintain that response. And the other part of Concept was to look at the use of calcium and magnesium to decrease oxaliplatin-induced peripheral neuropathies. Concept was halted partway through the trial by the Data and Safety Monitoring Committee for that trial based on an early analysis that suggested that calcium and magnesium was causing some detrimental effect in terms of the response rate as well as potentially the disease-free survival or progression-free survival in that trial. In further follow-up after the data had been reviewed by an independent review group to look at the outcomes in terms of scans, it actually appears that patients receiving calcium and magnesium were not harmed by it, and indeed there may have been some benefit in that patients did seem to have a better response rate and a longer duration of disease control. Because the trial was stopped early, there's still some concern, can we rely on that information and can we still safely give calcium and magnesium to our patients? While Concept was going on, there was a separate trial through the North Central Cancer Treatment Group looking at calcium and magnesium just in a symptom control trial. And that, at least the analysis from that trial, again, suggested there wasn't any potential harm in giving it in terms of response rates, as best we could tell from the information that's been gathered. So with some caution, I think at ASCO, the message that came out was it appears that calcium and magnesium probably is not harmful and indeed may be of some benefit, certainly in controlling the peripheral neuropathy, which it seemed to do in the both the symptom control trial as well as Concept, and that it also seemed to provide some benefit to patients in terms of response rates.
I think it was kind of confusing. It was kind of scary, really, when it came out that it looked like maybe there was an adverse effect in terms of, you know, the tumor itself. In retrospect, was this sort of play a chance stuff?
I think all of us were concerned enough that as the principal investigator for N0147, I sent out a memo to everybody who was participating in the trial to say, don't give your patient calcium and magnesium. There's evidence that this is going to harm your patient's response to therapy. Now I think we're all backtracking a little bit and at least have maybe a little bit more confidence with further review of the data that there wasn't harm and there might be some benefit. The question is, where do we go with this? Short of doing a new trial, which I believe would probably be difficult to do, we may have to rely on the information that we have or try to gather it through secondary analyses from other trials. Hopefully, now that there's at least a sense that maybe we're not doing harm, new trials can come forward to look at the calcium and magnesium as it was given as a one-hour infusion before and one-hour infusion afterwards and say, can we do something different during treatment or with an oral regimen or something else that doesn't require 2 hours of treatment, and that may provide further data to say, yes, it is safe.
In your own practice outside a protocol setting, are you using calcium or magnesium?
I actually had used it very little. I had mainly reserved it for patients that seemed to have a greater degree of peripheral neuropathy early on. Part of the reason was it really had been waiting for the results of the trial, and part of it did add 2 hours to a person's treatment. And if it wasn't having a significant benefit outside of a trial, it was asking a lot of a patient. And so, at least in my practice, I wasn't using it.